You're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Chris Matthews. To many history buffs, Winston Churchill's iconic Iron Curtain speech is an important benchmark in history. Where Churchill gave the speech, it's a part of their cultural identity. KBIA's Carter Woodeal has this report.
I'm on the campus of Westminster College in Fulton, where about 40 people are gathered inside the National Churchill Museum. Lord Alan Watson and Edwina Sands, along with museum officials and representatives from the Callaway County Chamber of Commerce, are ready to cut the ribbon on a new exhibit.
I'm a liberal Democrat, so I'm going to cut it right in the middle.
That's Watson, a member of the House of Lords in the British Parliament and a Churchill scholar. Once he cuts the ribbon, museum guests can see typed drafts of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech delivered in Fulton 70 years ago.
I think what Churchill basically gave to Fulton was its membership of history. He made this a really important place.
Churchill gave the speech at Westminster College in 1946 on invitation from then U.S. President Harry Truman. For the people here in Fulton, like Museum Director Timothy Riley, the connection to the historic event is always worth celebrating.
We always have so many layers of history with the museum, and when that history comes alive with people who have either lived it or studied it in depth and share their knowledge with us, it's always exciting.
Riley is referring to Watson and Sands, Churchill's granddaughter. She says it's her grandfather's complexity that captivates the people here.
He was a very all-round person. He was a soldier. He was a speaker. He was a writer. He was a painter. You see, so almost everybody could find something that they were interested in.
At a luncheon inside the museum's library, attendees are eating the exact same meal Churchill ate before he gave the Iron Curtain speech 70 years ago, complete with a Callaway County ham. Much of the talk is about a large photograph on display. It shows Churchill and President Truman greeting crowds in town.
It was luck, because I happened to get the right moment.
Baxter Watson, no relation to the British lord, was a second-year student at Westminster when Churchill came to Fulton and snapped the photo everyone's looking at. The photo was 3.5 hours in the making as Watson waited for the dignitaries to arrive at his chosen spot on the campus. Watson was later part of the procession that led the honored guests from building to building and got to share a brief moment with the president and prime minister.
Not much handshakes, mostly extend a touch, but not a shake.
Now 93, Watson says he's likely one of the last living links the museum has to Churchill's famous speech.
It's ancient or old, but it's not ancient history yet. I think when I check out in the next decade sometime, I think it will suddenly be ancient history here.
No man's land, that sounds cool.
Elsewhere in the museum, a group of school kids huddle around an exhibit, taking turns peering through a small window that mimics a soldier's binoculars. From there, they can see the hazy image of a World War I era no man's land. For Riley, making sure students learn about Churchill's legacy is the next important step for the museum.
It's really heartwarming to know that the next generation, for whom Churchill is a couple paragraphs in a history book, can come alive. And that's why we're here.
So while the draft of the speech on display at the museum is faded and yellowing, the speech's impact on Westminster College and the Fulton community is still just as vibrant as in 1946. In Fulton, Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
That's it for this week's Off the Clock. I'm Chris Matthews. Have a great weekend.